Philips Tempo PRFD 0 and Kurt, it is. Date is 01-23-2023. Dictation is for Miss Miriam Hobson. Hobson spells H-O-B-S-O-N. Miriam spells M-I-R-I-A-M. Date of birth is 08-19-1949. This is a 73-year-old female here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Miss Miriam has a history of opioid use disorder, anxiety, hypothyroidism, hypertension. Is there for a follow-up for these conditions and medication refill? She states, since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, and today says she has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems, all systems were reviewed or were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% at room air, blood pressure is 105 over 66, pulse 84, respiration 18, temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. HEENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity. Next paragraph. Respiratory, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, distended secondary to mild obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, full range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neural alert oriented times 3. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2 is medication refill. Number 3, anxiety. Number 4, hypothyroidism. Number 5, hypertension. Period. Next paragraph. The patient's lab was reviewed. Her last lab was done in November 1, 2022. No significant finding that warrants immediate intervention. Period. Next paragraph. PMP Aware was reviewed. Data from PMP Aware does not represent drug seeking behavior or medication diversion. Period. Next paragraph. Urine drug screen was done here in the clinic today. Drug screen is positive for Suboxone, which she takes as part of the program, but all other variables were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication were refilled as follows. Suboxone, 2/0.5 milligrams SL film, 1 film SL daily for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, citalopram, 20 milligrams. 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, levothyroxine, 0.05 milligrams. 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, lisinopril, 40 milligrams. 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90. She was given an opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.